The Number Concept, Its Origin and Development, by Levi Leonard Conant, Ph.D. Chapter 4, The Origin of Number Words, Continued. By the slow and often painful process incident to the extension and development of any mental conception in a mind wholly unused to abstractions, the savage gropes his way onward in his counting from one, or more probably from two, to the various higher numbers required to form his scale. The perception of unity offers no difficulty to his mind, though he is conscious at first of the object itself, rather than of any idea of number associated with it. The concept of duality also is grasped with perfect readiness. This concept is, in its simplest form, presented to the mind as soon as the individual distinguishes himself from another person, though the idea is still essentially concrete. Perhaps the first glimmering of any real number thought in connection with two comes when the savage contrasts one single object with another, or in other words, when he first recognizes the pair. At first, the individuals composing the pair are simply this one and that one, or this and that. And his number system now halts for a time at a stage wherein he can, rudely enough, it may be, count one, two, many. There are certain cases when the forms of one and two are so similar that one may readily imagine that these numbers were really this and that in the savage's original conception of them, and that the same likeness also occurs in the words for three and four, which may readily enough have been a second this and a second that. In the Lushu tongue, the words for one and two are titsi and tatsi, respectively. In Koryak, we find nokra, three, and kraka, four. In Kolma, Nikoi, three, and Nikya, four. In Katmichikan, Tsuk, three, and Tsak, four. Sometimes, as in the case of the Australian races, the entire extent of the count is carried through by means of pairs. But the natural theory one would form is that two is the halting place for a very long time. That up to this point the fingers may or may not have been used, probably not. And that when the next start is made, and three, four, and five, and so on are counted, the fingers first come into requisition. If the grammatical structure of the earlier languages of the world's history is examined, the student is struck with the prevalence of dual number in them, something which tends to disappear as language undergoes extended development. The dual number points unequivocally to the time when one and two were the numbers at mankind's disposal, to the time when his three numeral concepts, one, two, many, each demanded distinct expression. With increasing knowledge, the necessity for this differentiation would pass away, and but two numbers, singular and plural, would remain. Incidentally, it is to be noticed that the Indo-European words for three, three, trois, tre, tres, tri, etc., have the same root as Latin trans, beyond, and give us a hint of that time when our Aryan ancestors counted in the manner I have just described. The first real difficulty which the savage experiences in counting, the difficulty which comes when he attempts to pass beyond two and to count three, four, and five, is of course but slight, and these numbers are commonly used and readily understood by almost all tribes, no matter how deeply sunk in barbarism we find them. But the instances which have already been cited must not be forgotten. The Chiquitos do not, in their primitive state, properly count at all. The Andamans and the Vedas and many of the Australian tribes have no numerals higher than two. Others of the Australians and many of the South Americans stop with three and four. And tribes which make five their limit are still more numerous. Hence it is safe to assert that even this insignificant number is not always reached with perfect ease. Beyond five, primitive man often proceeds with the greatest difficulty. Most savages, even those of tribes just mentioned, can really count above here, even though they have no words with which to express their thought, but they do it with reluctance, and as they go on quickly lose all sense of accuracy. This has already been commented on, but to emphasize it afresh, the well-known example given by Mr. Oldfield from his own experience among the Wachandis may be quoted. I once wished to ascertain the exact number of natives who had been slain on a certain occasion. The individual of whom I made the inquiry began to think over the names, assigning one of each of his fingers to each, and it was not until after many failures, and consequent fresh starts, that he was able to express so high a number, which he at length did by holding up his hand three times, thus giving me to understand that 15 was the answer to this most difficult arithmetical question. The meagerness of knowledge in all things pertaining to numbers is often to be found sharply emphasized in the names adopted by savages for their numeral words. While discussing in a previous chapter the limits of the number systems, we found many instances where anything above 2 or 3 was designated by some one of comprehensive terms, much, many, very many. These words, or such equivalents as lot, heap, or plenty, serving as an aid to the finger pantomime necessary to indicate numbers for which they have no real names. The low degree of intelligence and civilization revealed by such words is brought quite as sharply into prominence by the word occasionally we found for five. Whenever the fingers and hand were used at all, it seemed natural to expect for five some general expression signifying hand, for 10, both hands, and for 20, man. Such is, as we have already seen, the ordinary method of progression, but it is not universal. A drop in the scale of civilization takes us to a point where 10, instead of 20, becomes the whole man. The Kusiers of Strong's Island call 10 Silnul, one man, 30 Tulnu, three men, 40 Annaul, four men, etc. And the Kumbuti of Central Africa have Muku, 10, and Moku, man. If 10 is to be expressed by reference to the man instead of his hands, it might appear more natural to employ some such expression as that adopted by the African Pygmies, who call 10 Mabo, and man Mabo Mabo. With them, then 10 is perhaps half a man, and it is actually among the Towaks of South America, and we have already seen that with the Aztecs it was Matlactli, and hand half of man. The same idea crops out in the expression used by the Nicobar Islanders for 30, him omdumji ruktakai, one man and a half. Such nomenclature is entirely natural, and it accords with the analogy offered by other words of frequent occurrence in the numeral scales of savage races. Still, to find 10 expressed by the term man always conveys an impression of mental poverty, though it may, of course, be urged that this might arise from the fact that some races never use the toes in counting, but go over the fingers again, or perhaps bring into requisition the fingers of a second man to express the second 10. It is not safe to postulate an extremely low degree of civilization from the presence of certain peculiarities of numeral formation. Only the most general statements can be ventured on, and these are always subject to modification through some circumstance connected with environment, mode of living, or intercourse with other tribes. Two South American races may be cited, which seem in this respect to give unmistakable evidence of being sunk into the deepest barbarism. These are the Juri and the Kariri, who use the same word for man and for five. The former express five by Gomen Apa, one man, and the latter by Ibicho, person. The Tasmanians of Oyster Bay use the native word of similar meaning, Bugana, man, for five. Whenever the numeral 20 is expressed by the term man, it may be expected that 40 will be two men, 63 men, etc. This form of numeration is usually, though not always, carried as far as the system extends, and it sometimes leads to curious terms of which a single illustration will suffice. The San Blas Indians, like almost all other Central and South American tribes, count by digit numerals and form their 20s as follows. 20. Tulaguena, man 1. 40. Tulapogua, man 2. 100. Tula Atala, man 5. 120. Tula Negro, man 6. 1,000. Tula Waraguena, great one man. The last expression may, perhaps, be translated as great hundred, though the literal meaning is the one given. If 10 instead of 20 is expressed by the word man, the multiples of 10 follow the law just given for multiples of 20. This is sufficiently indicated by the Kusai scale, or equally well by the Api words for 100 and 200, which are Dulimu Toromomo, 10 times the whole man. Dulimu Toromomo Vajuo, 10 times the whole man, taken 2 times. As an illustration of the legitimate result which is produced by the attempt to express high numbers in this manner, the term applied by educated native Greenlanders for 1,000 may be cited. This numeral, which is, of course, not in common use, is Inuit Kulit Tadlima Nik Kuluriartut Navdlugit. 10 men, 5 times 10 times, come to an end. It is worth noting that the word great, which appears in the scale of the San Blas Indians, is not infrequently made use of in the formation of higher numeral words. The African Mabas call 10 Aktut, great one. The Hottentots and the Hidsata Indians call 100 great 10, their words being Gedisi and Pitiquitzia, respectively. The Nicaraguans express 100 by Guamba, grade 10, and 400 by Danoamba, grade 20. And our own familiar word, million, which has so many modern languages have borrowed from the Italian, is nothing more or less than the derivative of Latin mille, which really means grade 1,000. The Dakota language shows the same origin for its expression of 1 million, which is kikta opong wa tukan, grade 1,000. The origin of such terms can hardly be described to poverty of language, which is rather in the mental association of the larger with the smaller unit, and the consequent repetition of a name of the smaller. Any unit, whether it be a single thing, a dozen, a score, 100, 1,000, or any other unit, is, whenever used, a single and complete group. And where the relation between them is sufficiently close, as in our gross and great gross, this form of nomenclature is natural enough to render it a matter of some surprise that it has not been employed more frequently. An old English nursery rhyme makes use of this association only in a manner precisely the reverse of that which appears now and then in numeral terms. In the latter case, the process is always of one enlargement, and the associative word is great. In the following rhyme, constructed by the mature for the amusement of the childish mind, the process is one of diminution, and the associative word is literal. One's none, two's some, three's a many, four's a penny, five's a little hundred. Any real numeral formation by the use of little with the name of some higher unit would, of course, be impossible. The numeral scale must be complete before the nursery rhyme can be manufactured. It is not to be supposed from the observations that have been made on the formation of savage numeral scales that all, or even the majority of tribes, proceed in the awkward and faltering manner indicated by many of the examples quoted. Some of the North American Indian tribes have numeral scales which are, as far as they go, as regular and as almost as simple as our own. But where digital numeration is extensively resorted to, the expressions for higher numbers are likely to become complex, and to act as a real bar to the extension of the system. The same is true to an even greater degree of tribes whose number sense is so defective that they begin almost from the outset to use combinations. If a savage expresses the number 3 by the combination 2-1, it will at once be suspected that his numerals will, by the time he reaches 10 or 20, become so complex and confused that the numbers as high as these would express by finger pantomime rather than by words. Such is often the case, and the comment is frequently made by explorers that the tribes they have visited have no words for numbers higher than 3, 4, 5, 10, or 20. But that counting is carried beyond that point by the aid of fingers or other objects. So reluctant, in many cases, are savages to count by words that limits have been assigned for spoken numerals, which subsequent investigation proved to fall far short of the real extent of the number systems to which they belonged. One of the Southwest Indian tribes of the United States, the Comanches, was for a time supposed to have no numeral words below 10. But to count solely by use of fingers. But the entire scale of this Tectern tribe was afterwards discovered and published. To illustrate the awkward and inconvenient forms of expression which abound in primitive numeral nomenclature, one has only to draw from such scales as those of the Zoyoy or Point Barrow Eskimos given in the last chapter. Terms such as are found may be readily duplicated from almost any quarter of the globe. The Sosus of Sierra Leone call 99 Tongo Solomiani non Solomiani, i.e., to take 10 understood 5 plus 4 times, and 5 plus 4. The Malagsi expression for 1,832 is Rombistolo polo ambi volanjato ambri avrio, 2 plus 30 plus 800 plus 1,000. The Aztec equivalent for 399 is Kotsatoli onao paoli ipan katsotoli oaini, 15 plus 4 times 20 plus 15 plus 4. And the Sioux require for 29 the ponderous combination Wikichimine no pa sampa nep ichu winka. These terms, long and awkward as they seem, are only the legitimate results which arise from combining the names of the higher and lower numbers, according to the peculiar genius of each language. From some of the Australian tribes are derived expressions still more complex, as for 6, Marjimbang Jigurdarjin, half of the hands and one, and for 15, Marjin Beli Beli Gujur Jingba Ga, the hand on either side and half the feet. The Mari tribe, one of the numerous island tribes of Melanesia, required for translation of the numeral 38, which occurs in John V5, had an affirmative 30 in 8 years. The circumlocution, one man in both sides 5 and 3, Such expressions, curious as they may seem at first thought, are no more than the natural outgrowth of systems built up by the slow and tedious process which so often obtains among primitive races, where digit numerals are combined in an almost endless variety of ways, and where mere reduplication often serves in place of any independent names for higher units. To what extent this may be carried is shown by the language of the Kayubabi, who have for 10 the word Tunka, and for 100 and 1,000 the compounds Tunkatuka and Tunkatunkantuka, respectively, or the Sepaponokos, who have called 10 Bururuchi, hand-hand, and 100 Buruchi-Buruchi, hand-hand-hand-hand. More remarkable still is the Ojibwa language, who continues its numerous scale without limit, furnishing combinations which are really remarkable, as e.g. for that of 1 billion, which is me das walk me das walk as he me das walk, 1,000 times 1,000 times 1,000. The Winnebago expression for the same number, hoki he huta hu chen e hoki ha ka ra pa ne za, is no less formidable, but it has every appearance of being an honest native combination. All such primitive terms for larger numbers must, however, be received with caution. Savages are sometimes eager to display a knowledge they do not possess, and have been known to invent numeral words on the spot for the sake of carrying their scales to as high a limit as possible. The Choctaw words for million and billion are obvious attempts to incorporate the corresponding English terms into their own language. For million, they gave the vocabulary hunter the phrase million chufa, and for billion, billion chufa. The word chufa signifies one. Hence, these expressions are seen at glance to be coined solely for the purpose of gratifying a little harmless Choctaw vanity. But this is innocence itself compared with the fraud perpetrated on La Billardairi by the Tonga Islanders, who supplied the astonished and delighted investigator with a numeral vocabulary up into the quadrillions. Their real limit was afterward to be found 100,000, and above that point they had palmed off as numerals a tolerably complete list of obscene words of their language, together with a few nonsense terms. These were all accepted and printed in good faith, and the humiliating truth was not discovered until years afterward. One noteworthy and interesting fact relating to numeral nomenclature is the variation in form which words of this class undergo when applied to different classes of objects. To one accustomed, thence, we are to absolute and unvarying forms for numerals, this seems at first a novel and almost unaccountable linguistic freak. But it is not uncommon among uncivilized races, and is extensively employed by so highly enlightened a people even as the Japanese. This variation in form is no way analogous to that produced by inflection changes such as occur in Hebrew, Greek, Latin, etc. It is sufficient in many cases to produce almost an entire change in the form of the word, or to result in compounds which requires closer scrutiny for the detection of the original root. For example, in the Carrier, one of the Dieni dialects of Western Canada, the word tha means three things: thane, three persons; that, three times; theoten, in three places; thon, in three ways; thealto, of all the three things; thahaluto, all the three persons; and thahaluto, all the three times. In the Tsimshian dialect of British Columbia, we find seven distinct sets of numerals, which are used for various classes of objects that are counted. The first is used in counting where there is no definite object referred to. The second class is used for counting flat objects and animals. The third for counting round objects and divisions of time. The fourth for counting men. The fifth for counting long objects, the numerals being composed with kanji. The sixth for counting canoes. The seventh for measures. The last seems to be composed with anon, hand. The first 10 numerals of each of these classes is given in the following table. Remarkable as this list may appear, it is by no means as extensive as that derived from many of the other British Columbian tribes. The numerals of the Shuswap, Tsleil-Waututh, Okanagan, and other languages of this region exist in several distinct forms, and can also be modified by any of the innumerable suffixes of the tongues. To illustrate the almost illimitable number of sets that may be formed, a table is given of a few classes taken from the Harsuk dialect. It appears from these examples that the number of classes is unlimited. Variation in numeral forms, such as is exhibited in the above tables, is not confined to any one quarter of the globe, but is more universal among the British Columbian Indians than among any other race, and it is a more characteristic linguistic peculiarity of this than in any other region, either of the Old World or the New. It was to some extent employed by the Aztecs and is current among the Japanese, whose language Crawford finds 14 different classes of numeral without exhausting the list. In examining the numerals of different languages, it will be found that the tens of any ordinary decimal scale are formed in the same manner as in English. 20 is simple 2 times 10, 30 is 3 times 10, and so on. The word times is, of course, not expressed any more than in English, but the expressions briefly are 2 tens, 3 tens, etc. But a singular exception to this method is presented by the Hebrew and other Semitic languages. In Hebrew, the word for 20 is the plural of the word for 10, and 30 and 40, etc., to 90 are the plurals of 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. These numerals are as follows. 10, Eser. 20, Esedim. 3, Shalosh. 30, Shaloshim. 4, Arba. 40, Arbim. 5, Chamesh. 50, Chameshim. 6, Shish. 60, Shishim. 7, Sheba. 70, Shibim. 8, Shimonah. 80, Shimonim. 9, Tisha. 90, Tishim. The same formation appears in the numerals of the ancient Phoenicians, and seems indeed to be a well-marked characteristic of the various branches of this division of the Caucasian race. An analogous method appears in the formation of the tens with the Bisayan, one of the Malay numeral scales where 30, 40, all the way up to 90 are constructed from 3, 4, to 9, by adding the termination n. No more interesting contribution has ever been made to the literature of numeral nomenclature than which Dr. Trumbull embodies the result of his scholarly research among the languages of the native Indian tribes of this country. As might be expected, we are everywhere confronted with the digital origin, direct or indirect, in the great body of the words examined. But it is clearly shown that such a derivation cannot be established for all numerals, and evidence collected by the most recent research fully substantiates the position taken by Dr. Trumbull. Nearly all the derivations established are such as to remind us of the meanings we have already seen recurring in one form or another in the language after language. 5 is the end of the finger count on one hand, as in the Bikmik, Nan, and the Mohican, Nunan, gone or spent. The Pawnee, Sikhux, hands half, and the Dakota, Zaptan, hand turned down, and of the Massachusetts, Napana, on one side. 10 is the end of the finger count, but it is not always expressed by the both hands formula so commonly met with. The Cree term for this number is Metatat, no further, and the corresponding word in Delaware is Btelen, no more. The Dakota 10 is, like its 5, a straightening out with the fingers which have been turned over and counting, or Wikichima, spread out and bent. The same is true of the Hidatsa, Pitika, which signifies a smoothing out or straightening. The Pawnee 4, Skitsk, is unusual, signifying, as it does, all the fingers, or more properly, the fingers of the hand. The same meaning attaches to this numeral in a few other languages also, and reminds one of the habits some people have of beginning to count on the forefinger and proceeding from there to the little finger. Can this have been the habit in tribes in question? A suggestion of the same nature is made by the Illinois and Miami word for 8, parere and poleni, which signify nearly ended. 6 is almost always digital in origin, though the derivation may be indirect, as in the Illinois, kakachui, passing beyond the middle, and the Dakota, Shakpe, one in addition. Some of these significations were well matched by numerals from the U scales of Western Africa, where we find the following. 1. De, a going, i.e. a beginning. Kev the Zui, Tpente, taken to start with. 3. Eto, the father, from the middle or longest finger. 6. Ade, the other going. 6. Aiske, parting with the hands. 10. Iwo, done. In studying the names for 2, we are at once led away from a strictly digital origin for terms by which this number is expressed. These names seem to have come from 4 different sources: roots denoting separation or distinction, likeness, equality or opposition, addition, i.e. putting together or putting with, coupling, pairing or matching. They are often related to and perhaps derived from names of natural pairs, as feet, hands, eyes, arms or wings. In the Dakota and Algonquin dialects, 2 is almost always related to arms or hands, and in the Athapascan to feet. But the relationship is that of common origin, rather than of derivation from these pair names. In the Puri and the Hottentot languages, 2 and hand are closely allied, While in Sanskrit, two may be expressed by any one of the words kara, hand, bahu, arm, paksha, wing, or nitra, eye. Still wrote from anything digital in the derivation are the following, taken at random from a very great number of examples that may be cited to illustrate the point. The Assiniboines call 7 shakowi, or yushinna, the odd number. The crow, 1, hamat, signifies the least. The misizera, the pikik, a very small thing. In Javanese, Malay, and Manadu, the words for 1, which are respectively siji, satu, and sabwa, signify 1 seed, 1 pebble, and 1 root, respectively. Words as natural and as much to be expected at the beginning of a number scale as any finger name could possibly be. Almost all savage races, one form or another of palpable arithmetic is found, such as counting by seeds, pebbles, shells, notches, or knots. And the derivation of number words from these sources can constitute no ground for surprise. The Marquesian word for 4 is pona, knot, from the practice of tying breadfruit knots of 4. The Maori 10 is tako, bunch or parcel, from the counting of yams and fish by parcels of 10. The Javanese call 25 lawe, a thread or string, 50 ikat, a skein of thread, 400 samas, a bit of gold, 800 domas, 2 bits of gold. The Makassar and Butok term for 100 is biligan, 1 tale or reckoning. The Aztec 20 is sempoali, 1 count, 400 is sinzontli, 1 hair of the head, and 8,000 is sequipili, sack. The sack of was such a size as to contain 8,000 kabonibs or grains. Hence the derivation of the word in its numeral sense is perfectly natural. In Japanese, we find a large number of terms which, as applied to the different units of their number scale, seem almost purely fanciful. These words, with their meanings, as given by a Japanese lexicon, are as follows. 10,000, or 10 to the power of 4, man, enormous number. 10 to the power of 8, oku, a compound of the words man and mind. 10 to the power of 12, chō, indication or symptom. 10 to the power of 16, ke, capital city. 10 to the power of 20, si, a term referring to grains. 10 to the power of 24, oui. 10 to the power of 28, jō, extent of land. 10 to the power of 32, ko, canal. 10 to the power of 36, kan, some kind of a body of water. 10 to the power of 40, sai, justice. 10 to the power of 44, sai, support. 10 to the power of 48, kyoku, limit, or more strictly, ultimate. 0.01 to the power of 2, rin. 0.01 to the power of 3, mo, hair of some animal. 0.01 to the power of 4, shi, thread. In addition to these, some of the lower fractional values are described by words meaning very small, very fine thread, sand grain, dust, and very vague. Taken altogether, the Japanese number system is the most remarkable I have ever examined in the extent and variety of the higher numerals with well-defined descriptive names. Most of the terms employed are such as to defy any attempts to trace the process of reasoning which led to their adoption. It is not improbable that the choice was, in some of these cases at least, either accidental or arbitrary. But still, the changes in word meanings which occur with the lapse of time may have differentiated significations originally alike until no trace of kinship would appear to the casual observer. Our numerals score and gross are never thought of having any original relation to what is conveyed by the other meanings which is attached to these words. But the origin of each, which is easily traced, shows that in the beginning there existed a well-defined reason for the selection of these, rather than other terms for numbers they now describe. Possibly these remarkable Japanese terms may be accounted for in the same way, though in the supposition is for some reasons quite improbable. The same may be said for the Malagasy 1000, Alina, which also means night, and the Hebrew 6, Shish, which has the additional signification white marble, and the stray exceptions which now and then come into the light in this or that language. Such terms as these may admit of some logical explanation, but for the great mass of numerals whose primitive meanings can be traced at all, no explanation whatever is needed. The words are self-explanatory, and the examples already cited show. A few additional examples of natural derivation may still further emphasize the point just discussed. In Bambarese, the word for 10, tank, is derived directly from adang, to count. In the language of Mota, one of the islands of the Melanesia, 100 is melnol, used and done with, referring to the leaves of the cacus trees with which the count had been carried on. In many other Melanesian dialects, 100 is rau, a branch or leaf. In the Torres Straits, we found the same number expressed by Nawan, the close, and Iromanga is Narolim Narolim, 2 times 5 times 2 times 5. This combination deserves remark only because of the involved form which seems to have been required for the expression of so small a number as 100. A compound instead of a simple term for any higher unit is never to be wondered at. So rude are some of the savage methods of expressing the number, but 2 times 5 times 2 times 5 is certainly remarkable. Some form like that employed by the Nusqually of Puget Sound for 1,000, i.e., Padut Sabkuchi, 1,000 is more in accordance with the primitive method. But we are equally likely to find descriptive phrases for this numeral as Dorpaka, Banyan roots of the Torres Islands, Ranuhai, leaves of a tree of Ventura, or Udulu, all of the Fiji Islands. And two curious phrases for 1,000 are those of the Banks Islands. Tormatakwelekwela, eye blind thousand, i.e., many beyond count, and of Malanta, Warhun Hutu, opossum hairs, or Idumi One, count the sand. The native language of India, Tibet, and portions of the Indian archipelago furnish us with abundant instances of the formation of secondary numeral scales, which were only used for special purposes, and without in any way interfering with the use of number words already in use. Thus, the scholars of India, ages ago, selected a set of words for a memoria technica, in order to record dates and numbers. These words they choose for reasons which are still in great measure evident, thus moon or earth expressed one, there being but one of each. Two might be called eye, wing, arm, jaw, as going on in pairs. For three they said Rama, fire or quality, there being considered to be three Ramas, three kinds of fires, three qualities, guna. For four were used vida, age, or ocean, there being four of each recognized, season, for six, because they reckon six seasons, sage, or vowel, for seven, from the seven sages and the seven vowels, and so on with higher numbers, sun, for 12, because of his 12 annual denominations, or zodiac, from his 12 signs, and nail, for 20, a word incidentally bringing in a finger notation. As Sanskrit is a very rich in synonyms, and as even the numerals themselves might be used, it became very easy to drop phrases or nonsense verses to record series of numbers by the system of artificial memory. More than enough has been said to show how baseless is the claim that all numeral words are derived either directly or indirectly from the names of fingers, hands, or feet. Connected with the origin of each number word, there may be some metaphor, which cannot always be distinctly traced. And where the metaphor was born of the hand or of the foot, we inevitably associate it with the practice of finger counting. But races as fond of metaphor and of linguistic embellishment as are those of the East or are those of American Indians even, might readily resort to some other source than that furnished by the members of the human body. When in want of a term which to indicate 5, 10, or any other number of the numeral scale which they were unconsciously forming, that the first numbers of a numeral scale are usually derived from other sources, we have some reason to believe, but that all above 2, 3, or at the most 4, are almost universally of digital origin, we must admit. Exceptions should be properly made of higher units, say 1,000 or anything greater, which could not be expected to conform to any law of derivation governing the first few units of a system. Collecting together and comparing with one another the great mass of terms by which we find any number expressed in different languages, and while admitting the great diversity of method practiced by the different tribes, we observe certain resemblances which were not first supposed to exist. The various meanings of one, where they can be traced at all, cluster into a little group of significations, with which at least we come to associate the idea of unity. Similarly, of 2 or 5 or 10, or any one of the little band which does not picket duty for the advance guard of the great host number of words which are to follow. A careful examination of the first decade warrants the assertion that the probable meaning of any one of the units will be found in the list given below. The words selected are intended merely to serve as indications of the thought underlying the savage's choice, and not necessarily as the exact term by means of which he describes his number. Only the commonest meanings are included in the tabulation here given. 1. Existence, peace, group, beginning. 2. Repetition, division, natural pair. 3. Collection, many, 2-1, 4, 2-2s, 5, hand, group, division, 6, 5-1, 2-3s, second one, 7, 5-2, second two, 3 from 10, 8, 5-3, second three, 2-4s, 2 from 10. 9, 5-4, 3-3s, 1 from 10. 10, one group, 2-5s, hands, half a man, 1 man. 15, 10-5, 1 foot, 3-5s. 20, 2-10s, 1 man, 2 feet. End of chapter 4. Read by David Russell. For Lit2Go. Available on the web at fcit.usf.edu.